Thank you guys very much for joining me today on That's the Tea, another episode of your boy talking about some of his knowledge, experience, and funky stories. Let's get right into it. Today we're going to talk about the beginnings of fatherhood for me and how I almost gave up, because it was immediately complicated. As soon as I became a single parent, shit just kind of started going downhill for me. It was really, really tough to survive, especially being so far away from your own family, who's normally like your backup when you become a single parent. Poor grandparents having to take care of their grandkids. Sorry, mom. But anyway, that wasn't so much the case for me. I got a job at this like molding company. They used to make like medical supplies and like rubber items. They made some they even made dildos. That was funny. And they used to call them, they had a code name for it. I can't remember what it was. All the people that worked in that factory were like separated in levels. So the first level did like the medical supplies, and they had some other like stuff for pilots and I believe firefighters. And on the second floor, it was mostly ladies. I think I only know of ladies that work there. But the second floor had the dildo action. That's where they molded some of these dildos. See, I told you guys my podcast will be random. So if anyone's offended by the word dildo, I'm really sorry. It is a pretty weird word. So anyway, I worked at this company for a few months. It wasn't that long. I hated this job so much. At the time, I was still living with my friend. We had a little room in their house, and I needed to get my own apartment soon, so I had to work somewhere. And I was lucky enough to get that job at the time, but they paid minimum wage, and it was miserable driving there, especially being like by myself, like not really having anyone to kind of like hang out with or talk to or even vent to. So it was that extra miserable poison that I was drinking going to this job every day, because that's what it felt like. So my job was to work on these machines that made all these supplies or items, and it was really hot. So sometimes if you weren't careful, you would burn the shit out of yourself. I was there for, I believe, 4 months, and I quickly got promoted, not in pay. I was hired through a temp agency, so they couldn't pay me. They couldn't pay me like the normal amount for. I don't remember all these technicalities, but they couldn't pay me a certain amount for a while until I had been there for a certain amount of days and blah blah blah. I had a pretty cool supervisor. He moved me around to certain areas where I could, because I was doing pretty good. So although I hated the job, I was doing pretty good. So that made my supervisor look for other areas where I could help. And we had this QA lady, a quality inspection lady, who everyone hated. Like as soon as I got hired and I started working, that was one of the first things that people mentioned. And this might be in some way connected to just like life in general. Like, you really don't know. You can't really judge someone based on what someone tells you. I unfortunately don't remember this lady's name. I believe it was Michelle. I'm going to call her Michelle. I'm sorry if she ever gets to listen to this and that's not her name. But I'm going to call her Michelle for now, because that's what I remember. I had the opportunity of meeting this lady, and I was already like scared and like a little judgy, because I'm like, oh man, she does have that stank face. She's coming over here, she's probably gonna say something mean to me, or she's just gonna make a big deal about my work or whatever. And I immediately told myself, like, dude, like, you've been through this before. Like, I'm sure people have said that about you and you had no idea. So then you go to talk to someone and they already have this mentality about you that it's completely off, you know. I reminded myself of that, and all I did was say good morning to this lady. Like, that's all I did. I said good morning, and every day I would say good morning and I would say hi. And she started coming to my station a little more often, and she would help me with my work, and she gave me some pointers and stuff. She rarely found like bad product. Not to brag about myself, toot my own horn, but I was pretty good at my job, again, even though I hated it. So her job was pretty easy when she came to my station. Like, I was always pretty polite to her, and I made conversation with her, and not once did I see any of that ugly side that people love to talk about. Like, that was literally one of the first things people would just say: oh, that Michelle lady is a bitch, or she is so mean and she makes a big fuss about anything. That wasn't the case for me. Like, it really wasn't. She was such a nice and sweet lady, and I got to know about her family. She made my day a lot easier. Like, she made my life a lot easier there. And it was nice to know, like, it was nice making friends. And one of my first friends was someone that apparently was evil. But that was one of the things I remember about that job that wasn't horrible, meeting some pretty cool people. So while working at this job, like, I didn't have a reliable babysitter. I just didn't have that. I really didn't know what to do, and I couldn't afford a regular daycare at the time. So things started getting really complicated for me. I was able to get my apartment, and that was super nice, and I was able to keep up with it while working at this job where I made crappy money. I was working retail at the time also, so I had technically two jobs, and whenever I didn't have my son, I would work at at both jobs. In the beginning though, like, things weren't so easy. Once his mom and I separated, there was a lot of ugly things happening. We still did what was best for Leo for the most part at that time, but it wasn't the relationship that ended up coming out of all that as time passed by. I was struggling a lot. Sometimes I honestly, like, my fridge was empty. It was probably the emptiest my fridge has ever been. Didn't have a lot of food for myself. I always had some when I had my son, but I kind of saved it. You know, I saved my money and stuff, so when I had them, things were a little easier. But then when I didn't have them, it was just me, and things started to get really complicated. I remember I used to write. I love writing. That's something that I've been passionate about since I was in kindergarten, honestly, and I didn't even know I enjoyed writing until later on in high school, and I started getting into story writing, and I loved filmmaking. So that's just a little side note about myself. I'm really interested in writing, and I actually am working on my own movie, so that's a topic for another time. So anyway, I used to make these little notes, or take my little sticky notes, notepads, and in between breaks from this machine, because sometimes the machines would take a while to mold the product and cool down and blah blah blah. So in between that, I would sometimes have ideas, or just, you know, pass the time writing, because I was so stressed out with everything that was happening in my life. That's kind of what made my day go by a little easier, and I didn't have to worry so much about just everyday life shit. One day I just couldn't do it anymore. Like, it became too much, and I remember talking to my family and my close friends, which weren't many because I didn't really know anyone besides some of the people that I work with. But I told everyone, like, this is it. Like, I don't think I'm gonna continue here. Actually, I know I'm not gonna continue here. I'm gonna move back to my parents, and it's gonna be tough for my son, but I'll have to just see him on the weekends or whatever I could possibly do. Like, I'll do that, but I just know that I can't live here like this. It's too hard. I can't afford anything, and it's just, like, it's depressing, and I don't feel good about myself. It was really tough. It was tough as shit to even have those thoughts and, like, come to that decision, right? I was ready to give up. Like, I'll just be in Chicago, and whenever my son can see me, like, that's what's gonna happen. I didn't even care about paying child support, which is, you know, a topic for another time too, because child support, holy shit, man. Sometimes I mean the system is set up the way that it is because unfortunately there are a lot of shitty dads out there, and a lot of women have to take the responsibility as soon as, you know, they're pregnant. So men's fault that shit is set up the way that it is, but it's really unfair for the dads that do their best and are part of their child's life, and somehow the system is still exploiting them in ways that make dads give up. Like, I understand why certain dads have given up. I've had this conversation with other dads who don't see their kids as much, or who know someone that doesn't even see their kids. Now, I'm not saying you should give up ever. Like, that's not what I'm going for here. But all I'm saying is that I do understand the parents that gave up, because it's so much stress, and it's like a hellish road to go through court and all that shit when they're siding with the mother most of the time. And again, I've seen it. Like, I know people that have really crazy experiences, right? And the mother is using the kids as a weapon to put the dad down, and that just, like, using his own kids against him, it's a pretty shitty thing to do. And then the worst thing is not being able to do anything about it. Like, you go to court and they still kind of have you doing this runaround, or they have all these rules for you, but the mom kind of gets to do whatever. And I'm saying that because I do know people and I've seen it, and it's a really unfair situation. But the dads that didn't give up and are doing whatever it is that they can, kudos to you, man, because it is not easy. So all dads out there, huge respect for you guys, because without you, your children wouldn't be what they are today. And having their dad around is going to benefit them in so many ways. It's incredible. So good job, and thank you guys for not giving up. So that was it. I made up my mind. I was leaving, and it was heartbreaking. It was so hard. It was tough to come in terms with this, but I knew that I couldn't stay any longer. I couldn't live my life like that. I had no one to turn to whenever shit got crazy, or just someone to hang out with for the day and tell me, like, you know, things are gonna be all right. So I was doing a lot of this by myself, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I went to work. I think this was in April or May of 2013. It was something like that. I went to work, and all I was thinking about was this situation, like me moving and leaving and whatnot. So I was gonna have to put in my 2 weeks or whatever at this place, but I was just so fed up with everything and I hated it there. So I just left a note and I left, right? I left this job. My supervisor, my cool supervisor, was on vacation, so I didn't even get to tell him in person. The people that I met there also, like some of the friends that I did make there, I didn't get to say goodbye to them either. This was just, you know, my life was just in such a tough spot that my only focus was getting out of feeling that depression and that feeling like a failure. So I was concentrated on just leaving. So I wrote a note and I left it at the supervisor desk. I turned off my machine and that was it. I left. I didn't turn back. I remember getting in my car and driving out of there. I promise you, oxygen tasted differently. Like, I was driving my beat up ass car. If you don't know about my beat up car, listen to the last episode, you'll know what I'm talking about. I was driving my shitty car and nothing mattered. I left that place and it just felt good. Like, it felt like a weight had been lifted off of me. Like, I just, it felt good. It felt great. I was driving to my apartment to go pack. I was ready to move, right? I got to my apartment and I started packing immediately. I took the few decorations that I had put up in my apartment to make it more homey. I took all that off and I started packing, and I had everything packed. My son wasn't with me, so he didn't have to see all of this, right? So I'm packing, and it's not like I have much, so it was easy to pack up. And I was going to lose my deposit, but I didn't care about anything. I was ready to go. My car was packed. I remember just thinking about everything, right? It's like, wow, like I'm really gonna do this, like I'm out of here. And the more and more I thought about me leaving, the less I wanted to leave. I know that doesn't make any sense. I started thinking about Leo. 100%, just thinking about Leo. And I asked myself, if I leave, he won't have a dad, and it's really unfair to him. So we're not gonna do that. I started thinking a lot about him and his little face and what he would think of me and what he would think of himself growing up without his dad. So don't give up ever, because beautiful things happen when you choose to put all your effort into something amazing, like being a good parent to your kids. Now let's switch to another story that happened while all of this was happening, okay? Do you guys remember my infamous shitty car? The one that started falling apart? Thank you, Mom and Dad, for doing the best that you could. And, you know, you guys gave me a car. Gave me a fucking car. So thank you. It's not your fault that that car started falling apart. I couldn't keep up the maintenance on it. And I don't think there was much you could do to salvage it anyway. So I ended up having to replace that car. And the new car, which, you know, was a used car, needed some fixing. So when I got it through the dealer, they kept it for like a day because they wanted to fix some things or whatever. So I was carless for a few days. So one of my friends who became my best friend, actually, he's like my brother now. I don't even think of him as my best friend. He was the one driving me around everywhere. So he was helping me out with that. So it's like, it was like a Monday or a Tuesday, I believe. I was supposed to pick up my car after work, but it wasn't ready yet. So they were going to call me whenever it was ready. And I believe it was around 7 p.m. or something like that, that it ended up being ready. And then John showed up. Fucking John. You guys are going to hear some shit about him. So I was napping, right? I was waiting for my best friend to pick me up. And I hear a knock on the door. Now, I'm able to judge certain door knocks, you know, your friends or family. They all knock a certain way, and you can recognize it sometimes. This knock seemed unfamiliar and pretty aggressive, so it woke me up, and I went to check the window, and it looked like it was my landlord. I was still kind of half asleep, you know? So I opened the door without even asking or thinking, and I opened the door. And this dude just tries to walk into my apartment. So I got in the way. I'm like, can I help you? Like, do I know you? And he just stood there, right? Like, surprised that I was questioning him coming into my apartment. And he stands there and he's like, I'm John. And I was like, the fuck? Like, okay. Do I know you, John? Like, are you here for something? He's like, we've been emailing back and forth. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was still like I said, kind of like sleepy because I had just woken up. So I was like, I was dumb. My brain wasn't fully there, but I recognized that I did not know this man. So I'm just confused. I'm like, are you here about like filmmaking? Because I had made an ad about getting together with a bunch of people for like a filmmaking group. Like, people that were interested in making movies and that sort of stuff. Nothing dirty, people, okay? So he looked confused, right? He was still pretty confused about the situation. And I mean, so was I. I had no idea what he was talking about. And I asked him again, so what are you here for? And I promise you guys, I'm not making this up. I promise you. I told a bunch of my coworkers the next day about this, because I'm like, that was fucking weird and a little scary. But he looks me, like, dead in the eye. And like, almost with passion. He's just like, I'm here to play. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. Nope. I know what you mean. I know where you're trying to go with this. Like, you definitely have the wrong house. So, I'm like, all right, man. Nah. And I closed the door. Yes, there was a long silence on my part. I had no idea what to do. I looked out the window and I saw him go back to his car. And he's there, right? He's still in his car. Just waiting for something. I don't know. I thought he was still waiting for me. I wasn't sure if he was going to come in. He was a pretty big guy. Not like muscular or anything, but he was a lot bigger than I was. And I was like, this dude could overpower me, man. Like, I don't know if I can fight him off in my apartment. Like, I don't have anything to really fight him with. It's a little weird. It's a little scary. So I barricaded my door, right? I'm like, hell no. John is not playing with me today. So I closed it. And I'm looking out the window and he's still out there. And I'm like, what the? Like, how? Like, did I, was there like spam emails or something? Like, did I respond to something accidentally or... What am I doing with my life over here? So then I kind of figured it out. I think he was meeting up with my neighbor. So I don't know how he got shit confused. I think maybe they just emailed each other and they never showed each other pictures, or there was like a catfish situation. I don't know. It was fucking weird. He ended up, I think, going to the apartment in back of mine. Pretty sure he ended up going to that apartment because his car was there for a while. And he was no longer in it. It was a really nice car. So this dude had money. At some point I was like, huh, maybe I should let him in my apartment. He can pay for a condo or something. But then I was like, no, man, this fucking guy wants to play. So unless he's trying to play PS3, like, he can't come into my apartment. I'm just kidding. I didn't really contemplate all this. But I did think about my PS3. I was like, that's all I have if you really want to play. But fucking weird, right? Some random experience. And I remember I called my best friend like a few minutes after. I'm like, dude, you have to come get me now. There's some guy, John, in here trying to, I don't know, do what with me. So please come get me. So my best friend showed up, picked me up, and we drove to the dealer to get my car. And he's cracking up as I'm explaining this to him because, I mean, he can tell you some of the weirdest, most random, crazy shit happens to me, and then he gets to hear about it. I did end up getting my car, so at least I had my car now, and I didn't have to really worry about John anymore. There are other stories that I want to share that are crazy and random like this one. Wait till you guys hear about my neighbors. Fuck, I had some weird neighbors. I mean, I'm sure I'm weird, and people probably have thought that I'm weird, like if they've ever been my neighbor. But this chick takes the cake when it comes to being weird. I'll share this one later on too, because it involves me calling the cops on my neighbor, who looked like a creature straight from a demon movie. I let her in my apartment and used my phone one time. And she looked like the chick from The Grudge, just rocking back and forth on one of my kitchen chairs. It was creepy AF. And the things that she told me that day, yeah, it was fucking weird. And I called my best friend about it too. That episode will probably be titled something along the lines with my crazy neighbor and the crazy rocking chair or something like that. Thank you guys so much for giving my podcast a shot. It means so much to me. And just a quick reminder, please don't give up at anything you're passionate about, at anything you love, or someone you love. Do your absolute best, because when it's all done, that's really all you can take with you. The best that you could possibly have given. So, again, thank you very much. Please don't give up ever. And check out the next episode. Peace and love always.